Today's up is Daf Chav Zayin. We ended last year talking about the necessity of adding two every time. Okay. And that was for Dine Mamono. If one of them says, look, I don't know. And that was because the appearance it would look like, or the issue of that it looks like it's being completed on form. We discussed really the issues with that in the Korban Eidah. And it says, V'amar Rav Yossi, V'tishmamina, we can learn from here. Now learn what from here? The Korban Eidah says, Midravla, Shamina, She'en Kola Dainim Tzrichin, that they don't all have to sign. That looked like the din was closed with four. In other words, you consider the person who didn't say anything, who said, I don't know, maybe he looked like he appeared to be one of the dayanim. Mashma, they were not so particular on the signatures of the dayanim. Meaning, even the one who said, I don't know, could sign on it, even if it wasn't a. That's why it might have the appearance that was based on four opinions. However, the Gemara says, so therefore, based on that, Shoshosha Dano, let's say three people judged. Ulmetachad, one of them died. Mehem, two can write, two can sign off on the Gzar Din, if you like, on this Din. Chatam, despite the fact two of us have signed on it, Shoshosha Dano was really decided with three. So the point is that we're being medaic on the fact that the actual number of signatures and who can sign and what is signed is not so critical. So therefore, since it's so critical, even if one of the dayim died, two can sign off on it and say, look, and say there were three amongst us at the time when we did it. And you see the proof of this is Amar Reb Chaya Mat Nita Amar Ken. You see the following, because this is ha'dayanim chotmim bolimata or ha'idim. When it comes to a prusbul, remember a prusbul is effectively a document through which one gives over all these debts to the beit din, such that shmita doesn't absolve those debts. And there it says either the Tainim can sign on it or the Edim can sign on it. Well, he said quite clear if the Edim can sign on it, then you see the signatures clearly two, and there are only two, clearly two Tainim can sign on it. It's like not so critical the signatures on here, because I mean, even the Edim alone could be the one signing on this. So therefore it says, the Gemara says, really, Prusbul is a different situation. How can you learn from Prusbul? This Takara Darabana. Can you learn Dine Mamonot from Prusbul? And the Gemara says, yes, actually, yes, even though the Prusbul itself was a Takana Chachamim, it had to take on all the trappings and laws of what a formal decree of Beit Din would be, or Dine Mamonot. So therefore, you can mashma from the format of the Prusbul to other laws of Dine Mamonot as well. Okay, now the Gemara says, Lora, what happens if they're stuck in a deadlock? We said that if there's only a majority of one saying guilty, and you keep on adding and adding and adding till it gets 71. What if they never got to a position? They just couldn't. It was a deadlock. They couldn't convince one person of the guilty or innocent or the innocent positions to switch sides. In that situation, what do we do? We can't be stuck in a deadlock forever. So Rav Yochanan says, sorry, it is zakai. We'd say he found the person innocent. Resh Lakish says, chayav. You'd say Chayav. Now the Gemara asks on your bracha, Amar Lei. Now the Girsa here is our Amalo Le Reb Yochanan, Velo Zakai Zakaihu V'Lama Danina Elu Keneged Elu. If your default position, being this situation, if you can't, is that he's innocent, why are we deliberating? Are we deliberating to the? We always find in part of Din and Nefashot is the extra efforts we make is really to find the person innocent. If you're saying if we don't do anything, meaning no positions change, then he is found and find innocent, that means you're putting extra effort to find effectively this person guilty. No? So that's the Kasha Rabbi Yochanan. That seems to go against the whole tone of Dinei Nefashot. So the Gemara says, no, Shlo Yeruah Din Zeh Yotzeh Me'uma. Which is that, yes, granted, the Rabbi Yochanan says that if they can't find a conclusion, that it would find him innocent. But why are we still making efforts to at least find a true innocent verdict? That is because we don't want to look like the Beit Din came out confused, if you like, or unclear. We want to have a proper din and not a default position, like a defaulting position. Yeah, fair. With that, we say Hadronach Perak Hayu Bodkinoto, Hadronach Hayu Bodkinoto, Hadronach Hayu Perak Hayu Bodkinoto. Okay. Let's now begin the next Perak, the sixth Perak now. Nigmar Adin, what happens if a case of skila where the person is stoned? What exactly is stoning? So the Gemara says, we take him out to be stoned. So before we describe the process, we can ask where it is it does it occur? It says, well, Beit HaSkila ya chutz le-Beit Din. The Beit HaSkila, place where they would stone this individual, was outside the Beit Din. The Makalel, which was stoned, was taken outside the Machaneh. To explain, so it's clearly away from the Beit Din. So one would stand, a person would stand by the entrance of the Beit Din. It had basically have like a flag. Sidurim is like a shmata, but he used to have basically had a flag in his hand. Vasus, and someone was who was on a horse would be waiting rachok mimenu at a distance, kedeshiyaroehu, and in an eyes shot. And therefore, if Amar Echad, if one of the names says, "One second, I've got an idea, I can save him," how yesh li lamed alav zchut. Then the flag bearer, if you like, will halo menifsu, the sidur, he'd wave the sus, and the guy riding his horse would ratzu mamido and run to bring him back. So it's never over, right? As afilu hu omer, even if the nidon himself says, yesh lamed al atzmi zchut, one second, I've thought of an idea of how I can, I'm actually innocent, then machzirinoto, we take him back. So this could be a journey back and forth, back and forth. Afilu arba v'chamisha pa'amim, even 4 or 5 times, ubilvad, provided. Yeah, mamash bidvarav, but provided that what he has some sort of substance. Okay, yeah, fair. That's the Mishnah. Let's look at the Gemara now. Nigmar Adin. The Gemara says, Matnitan oka Rebbe oka Rabbanan. Our Mishnah can be like shit at Rebbe or Rabbanan, but interpreted as being Be'ir Shel Goyim. Now, what's this about? There's too much background information you need to know to understand this line of the Gemara. Now, the background information is going to come up, but I'll show you anyway the Korban Eidah. He says, Ditnan, our Mishnah that says, Beit HaSkila Chutz LeBeitin, our mission that says the Beit HaSkila was not basically away from the Beit Din, outside the Beit Din. Mashma, chutz le Beit Din hu ba'inan, aval chutz le shar ha'ir lo ba'inan. You just have to be a distance from the Beit Din, but it doesn't necessarily, you can be mashma, but it doesn't have to be actually outside the shar ha'ir. Because it's just chutz le Beit Din, otherwise it would say chutz ha'ir. Okay? So therefore, so Lord Tamar, don't say therefore this is now Kasha now, because it's not Rebbe or Rabbanan. That both agree, you'll see in a moment, but inan b'shara ear, that the skila would have to be done at the shara ear. Now we're saying here that it seems to be that it's just as a chutz l'beitin, not the shara ear. So it says, don't bring a kasher on our Mishnah to say that our Mishnah is like neither of those opinions. There's a machlok exactly what shari we're talking about, the gate where the crime was committed or the gate where he was judged. But said there, that's not important for this moment. We could say our Mishnah is like either of those two opinions. We're dealing with a situation where the city is a majority non-Jews. Interesting that we even have a be able to try a couple of cases in those contexts. Because in those situations, it was not done b'shara ir, meaning both Rebbe and Rabbana agree that if it's a city that's ruba goyim, it wouldn't have been done by shara ir, but it would be done by petach ha-beitin. Petach HaBeitin seems to be the opening of the Beitin. But Kamash Malan, therefore, the Mishnah is telling us it doesn't actually mean Mamash at the Petach, ala Petach Beitin Mamash, Ela Rachok Mimrod still would be a distance from it. In other words, to summarize, seems to be in a normal circumstance, the Irshu Ruba Israel, it would be done Bashara Ir. Which Shara Ir? We'll get to that. That's a discussion, but Machlok Rabbanan and Rebbe. Our Mishnah that seems to suggest it was just at a distance from Beitin, still within the city, that could be like but either opinion is not a Kasha. But we're talking about a situation, a case where it's Rubo, a city that's majority non-Jewish. And therefore, there it's meant to be, inverted commas, Petach HaBeit Din. But it doesn't, Mishnah saying, it doesn't really mean mamash outside, a foot away from the Beit Din. It means still a distance from the Beit Din, but still within the city. That's how you're meant to understand that really brief one line in the Gemara. Minita okarebi, okarabana, bi'ir shel goyim. Okay, let's continue. Datani, let's have a look at the machlok. Bisharecha, says Rebbe Omer Bisharecha. So the pasuk Bisharecha is, Vote te isha hu at isha hi. Asher asu et ha-davar ra, this is to have a punishment, el sharecha, et ha-ish o-isha, uskaltem ba-avanim ba-meitu. So what does it mean, sharecha? This is the normal circumstance now. Rubo shel Yisrael, radio says, b'sharecha b'shar shenimtzeu bo. That is where the shar of where the crime was committed. Ata omer kacho eno b'shar shenidonu bo, maybe it means the shar where the Beit Din sat. Assuming the crime and Beit Din were saying if they're two different locations, that's enough, Gemina. So Ella Bishanibo, so Neamar can be Sharecha ben American, ki imatze bekir becha becha sharecha. That's talking about finding the crime committed. Also using the term Sharecha. So therefore, or Shearecha, I should say, Ma Shearecha ha'amur lahalan, Shear shenimtza bo, af Shearecha mokan nimtza bo. So you've got to gzer shava Shearecha to say this is clearly, it must be where their crime was committed. However, Rabbanan says, no, Bisharecha, Bisharshin don bo. No, talking about the Shear that Beit Din are judging him in. So which or that city. So Atal Mer Kachol Eno, maybe it's a Shani Tzabo. Ne'amar Kan B'Sharecha V'Ne'malahalan. Now Hit Lahalan, the Korban changes it a bit. He says Ne'malahalan Divrei Rivot B'Sharecha. So that's talking about where Divrei Rivot. That's talking about where Beit Din is judging. Okay, fine. That's a machloket. We brought that machloket talk about what are normal circumstances to explain that our mission is really could be like either his opinions or like I explained this in the Gemara. Okay, let's continue. Amar Rav Yochanan. In the beginning, mitchila ben sheyesh mamash b'davar ben she'ein lo shomim lo. Meaning, in the beginning, if you remember, we saw that the Mishnah says that even the nidon, in the person about to be executed, he could present his. He can say, I've got a case to argue, and then bring him back. So in the beginning, now beginning here, according to the Korban Eder, says bepam rishon v'shnia, the first or second time he claimed, look, I've got something to save my life. In that situation, we say bein, but it says that was irrespective of whether he had substance. However, michan va'ilech, from say third onwards, only yesh mamach v'rav, they check to see what he said is actually has substance. Then Shomin Law, they'd come, they bring him back to start deliberate. Vim Lav, if not, ain't Shomin Law. The Gemara says, Amri Vahu Shiesh Bedvarav, Achronim Mamash. So just to explain here, Hadath Nabam Eintim Bavad Shiem Mamash Bedvarav, Hainu Shiem Mamash Bedvarav Achronim Kamar. Avarishonim Afilim Mamash. Right, which is, this is like Rabbi Yochanan. In other words, when it's, so it's trying to mafarish the Mishnah then to make it like Rabbi Yochanan, that when it says Bavad Shiesh Bedvarav, that means the palm shlishi and onwards. That's only then would they, if you like, they would, you know, check if what he has the substance and then bring the case back. Okay, let's continue. Marana says, Teskia Sha'al, Hare Shaya Yotzeli Areg. Let's say someone's being taken to be killed. The Nishtatek and suddenly goes mute. He's not able to speak anymore. Ken Ananum Rim, do we say, Halo Nishtatek, Hayalo Lil Model of Smochut? Are we choshesh at that point to say that, one second, if he had the capacity to speak, then maybe you could have had a claim to save his life, and therefore maybe we can't go ahead and execute him, we should be reassessing or something like that. It should be choshesh for that eventuation. That could have happened. So the Gemara says, Shama Riochanan va'amar ha'sha alta dechamra. Now this question is a question either Bnei Moshe says chamorim, this is like a donkey's question, or I think the Korban Eder says shelat chamarim, like donkey drivers. But basically, it's a silly question. Why is it a silly question? So I'll show you the Korban Eder says, v'amar azer shel chamarim, kevan shelo amar klum, pshita delek lamecha shemir. He hasn't said anything till now. So why do we have to start imagining that maybe, oh, in the last moments of, before he exited, he may have thought of something? Obviously not. Then if you have to think of every slim possibility that anyone's being executed, you should think, oh, maybe it's someone who in Japan at this time on a holiday, he knew something. We don't, there's limits to what we say. So he says it's ridiculous to say this is what Chizkiah really thought. So in other words, it says that when it says Chizkiah Sha'al, it was presented that was what he said. So however, Elakeni, no, this is what Chizkiah really said. If someone was being taken executed, and he says, look, I've got an argument that I can save my life. And they said, what is it? And suddenly Nishtatak, and suddenly he went mute and he couldn't speak. Do we now say that had he not come that he had substance in what he had to say? In other words, since already there's a petach here, meaning he's already said, I have something to say, and they said, what do you want to say? And then something happens, he can't speak anymore. Do we now be choshesh for what he could have said? And then we have to reopen the case, etc. Amar, he says, ha amir. That indeed is a good question. I mean, the previous question was a bit silly. Here it seems to be that makes sense if Chizkiah would ask such a question. That seems to be here from the floor of the sugya. It's left as a question. Okay, let's continue. If they find sort of something to... find him innocent, then they let him go. Imlam yotzim nisakel, they take him out to be stoned. Va'kruz yotzel if nanav, and the tell someone who would announce go before him. Ama ish ploni ben ploni yotzel nisakel. That so and so, the son of so is going out to be stoned. Al avar avera ploni do plonit, or ploni ploni a dav. And they would say that so and so, this is the avera he did. These are the witnesses. Importantly, v'kol mishia de alos chul yavo velamed, and anyone who knows anything positive that can be said to save him should come forward and do so. Paul, you mentioned everything, not just the crime, but also the Edim, because he could potentially use Edim as well. The Gemara continues, V'im matzu lo zchut. Now, Tani, shori yotzei lisakel v'nimtza edav zohim. What happens if an ox is now being taken out to be stoned? And the witnesses are found to be zohim. So Rabbi Yochanan says, well, that's point, the owner's given up any hope of keeping this ox. He thought it's going to be killed. So therefore, he says, Kol HaKodem Zachabo. So anyone who now grabs this ox, it's his, because it's effectively Hefker. Because again, it was found to be guilty. If you like, this ox is meant to be executed. The owner thinks, forget it, it's already been taken. It's stolen, I'm found guilty, I'm not going to get retrieve this ox back. Einim Zomim. And now anyone can take it. However, Reish Lakish says, no, Hefker Ta'ut, that's a situation about Hefker Ta'ut, mistaken or mistaken Hefker, and therefore it would be retained by the owner. The Chen Eved Ayotze, also the case of a slave that's been taken out, Korban Chenzel Liareg, to be executed. The Nimtza Edib Zalmin, we find their witness to be false. Rabbi Yochanan says, well, Zachal Atzmo, once again, the owner gave up any hope of retrieving this Eved, and therefore the owner, the Eved is Zachal Atzmo, he's basically set free. However, the Reish Lakish Umara Yiushel Ta'utu, it's again, he's giving up a hope that it was mistaken, and therefore the Eved would still belong to his Adon once the witness is found to be false. Okay, let's continue. This is now Halacha Gimel. Rachok mi beta skila asar amot. Once they are 10 amot away from the place where he would be, or I'll call it beta skila, being stoned is not 100% accurate, we'll get to that anyway. But they would say, like that says, do vidui, admit to your sins. Shechem derech ha'mamotim, anyone who's going to be executed, they would do vidui, they would mitvadeh, they would admit to their sins. Shekola mitvadeh yesh lo chelek olam. If you do tshuva effectively, you do vidui, you would confess what you did, then you have a chelek olam haba. Shechem, we find ba'achan. Achan took from the spoils. It says, She'amar lo Yehoshua b'ni simna kavod la'Hashem, Elohei Yisrael v'ten lo todah, admit v'haged, tell now ma'asita. Do not, don't hold it, withhold it from us if you like. Amana, or Amna. Amna is, we'll see in the Gemara, the Lashon of Kushta. It's true. Ani chatati l'Hashem ma'asinu for Hashem lo Yisrael v'kazot asiti. This is such and such is what I did. That's all the psukim. So, in other words, you see by the case of Achan that he actually did vidui. He confessed to his crimes. How do we know that? He was atoned for, that his atonement, that his confession atoned. Achor, like sullied us. Hashem will sell you this day. This day you are considered sullied. But that's from this day onwards you will be clean, meaning you have achieved a kapara when you do vidui and have this execution. If he doesn't know how to do it, omrim lo emor, just send tear mitato kapara kol avonot. I simply say this, my death that I'm, the execution should be a kapara for all my sins. So Rabbi Yehuda omer, im yodea hu shehu mezumam, in other words, if he knows that he's actually innocent, and these are edim zolomim that have brought him to this point, yomar tear mitato kapara kol avonot. You can simply say that my death should be a kapara for all my sins. Chutz, except for this particular sin. Like he's allowed to say that because he can maintain his innocence all the way to the end. However, Amru Lo, this is Im Ken Yeh Kol Adam Omer Ken Kedei Lenakot Et Atzmo. Some people's pride is such that everyone will do this to in order to be, if you like, still in the eyes of other people. They might just say this that I am innocent in order to bring Laz on the Dayanim and whatever it is. So he says that the Chacham are against that practice. Okay, so simply say, the death should be kara kol avonotai. Said it, and that can be implied whichever way you want. Now, Rachomi ben Aser Asamo, this is the Gemara. Tamot zekishem al Achan becherem. When Achan took the spoils, he tchil Yoshua befayes lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Yoshua said before Hashem, Ribono shel Olam, hodi eni mi azeh ha'ish. Who is this man? Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu, eni mefarsem kol bria. I'm going to let you say it explicitly. V'lo er ela ela. Nimtzeti omer lashon hara. If I do so, I will be saying lashon hara, and people will learn from me. According to the Korban Eva. Ella, it's actually into the you might think it's a lot toelet or things like that, or maybe it's adechad. Whatever, however you want to explain it. But I think the Askel here. I quoted the Chofetz Chaim. This is from the learned from the sugya that if you have a way of saying it indirectly or giving the information directly rather than explicitly, you should do that. Okay, as we'll see in this case. Get everyone to organize by their shvatim, their pelalem goralot, and we're going to do a goral, a lottery. And then I will through it, if you like, I will then expose it. And he organized him by the shvatim. And it end up coming on, Achan, this is a few psukim later, Achan ben Karmi ben Zerach lemata Yehuda. Amalo, Achan said, Umar, the you think you can catch me out with some sort of lottery? Lotteries are just, let's call it statistical chances, if you like. So, let behold, Ahen Dara Kasher Ella At Pinchas. Says to Yeshua, you and Pinchas are the most kasher of the narration. Askun Niv Zin Bnei Chon, just do a lottery between the two of you. Pantu Nimitras Chanechel, clearly, the lottery has to pick one of you. So, he's questioning the whole role of a lottery. He says, you can get the most righteous people clearly innocent, and you do a lottery between them. It's going to pick one of you. So, how do you know that it's picked me is actually that I'm really guilty? Lotteries are just random chance. So, below Ella Moshe, not only that, Moshe, your Rebbe, late Midamuch, sorry, Ella Tlatin Arbin Yomin, Moshe Rabbeinu hasn't been gone for more than 30, 40 days. Lo ken Alfen Moshe, did Rosh Rabbeinu say, Al Pishnaim Edim, that if you want to execute individually, you need two witnesses. Here you go. Sharit Tatai, are you already making mistakes that you think by way of lottery you can execute a person? So, Batosha At Safa Yeshua, then Yeshua, a bit of a crisis. Why is it a crisis? Not because he couldn't sort the matter out, because he saw in Ruach HaKodesh, Begoral, that ultimately what's going to happen very soon was the division of Eretz Yisrael was going to be by way of a lottery. So a lottery was going to be a very important mechanism. And if this system wouldn't work now, it will undermine the whole process going forward. So if we do this, we undermine the whole process of lotteries. If this is substantiated now, this system works, the lottery. Yet kol Yisrael min b'nei nefashot to come. If it worked by b'nei nefashot, which is much more extreme, kol shekein b'nei mamonot, how much more so by monetary matters, by the being mechalek the goral? Okay, we accept it. In other words, if it worked now, there'd be an acceptance of the process going forward when it comes to dividing Eretz Yisrael. However, in batel achshav, if it was fell apart now, yet kol Yisrael, it would give people a reason to say, oh, goralot are just random. Okay, but I'm not sure exactly what the kol sheken is, but in any event, they would say, but in a mamonot, it shouldn't work either. Why should we rely on your goral? So he says, so at this point, Yeshua spoke to Achan directly. He says, Yisrael. I mean, make a, you know, make a shvuah, make shvuah to Hashem. The Am, the Omer lo, Bini, Simna kavod Hashem elokei Yisrael. Give kavod to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, there's a lot riding at stake here. So v'ya'an achanet Yeshua v'yom amana, that's when he actually admitted to it. Ma'u amana? Says, kucha, the truth. Meaning, ani chatat al Hashem lo keisel, v'kazot asiti, I did such and such and such and such. So, what's this? So, amar lei, ma'ana bay min achada, I only asked you about one aver, v'at amar tarti, you're telling me both? Says, yes, amar lei, ani hu shem'alti b'cherem midyan b'cherem yericho. Now, what the matter at hand was only the cherem of Yericho. They took from the spoils of Yericho, and that's why they fell at Ai, if you remember. So what the Gemara is now saying is he actually admitted he also took from the spoils of the war against Minyan as well. And what the Gemara is going to do next year when we continue, we'll talk about other spoils that seem to be taken from as well. Okay, we'll take it from here next year. Also, have a good day.